Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Deadly Portuguese man-of-war jellyfish, with tentacles as long as 5 London buses. People have been reporting these sightings all around the English coastline, prompting fears of invasion among conservationists. Normally living far from land and the ocean, experts from the Marine Conservation Society say the Society's survey team has received many reports of them near the shoreline this year. The venomous jellyfish, which can reach 160 feet in length, can be deadly. Even with their massive size, swimmers and surfers are not always able to spot them before they are stung, and a single touch from these massive monsters can be deadly. Last month, there were 30 reports from locals in the southern English counties of Devon and Cornwall. Experts are saying the data suggests that a significant recent rise in the numbers of some jellyfish species in the UK seas is underway. But why is this happening? Some suggest global warming is to blame. Researchers so far have been baffled. In 2013, there were 1,000 reports involving hundreds of thousands of jellyfish in England. Last year, the number of reports increased again to over 1,400. And by July this year, the survey had already recorded over 1,000 reports. August is usually a peak month for jellyfish sightings, and so 2015 looks to be another record breaker. The creature's venomous tentacles can deliver a painful sting, similar to a cut with a knife, with rash-like symptoms developing immediately. The Marine Conservation Society said the rise in the number of jellyfish around the British coast can be no longer ignored. A rare fire rainbow appeared in the sky over South Carolina on Sunday evening. Social media eagerly shared images of the fire rainbow, which appeared in wispy clouds over the Isle of Palm, South Carolina. Some people on Twitter said the rainbow looked like angel's wings, while others likened it to a whale tail. For a fire rainbow to appear, the sun must be at an altitude of at least 58 degrees above the horizon. In order to produce the rainbow colors, the sun's rays must enter the ice crystals at a precise angle to give the prism effect of the color spectrum. Fire rainbows are neither fire nor rainbows, but are so called because of their brilliant pastel colors and flame-like appearance. A circumhorizontal arc is an optical phenomenon, an ice halo formed by the refraction of the sun or moonlight in plate-shaped ice crystals suspended in the atmosphere. These are typically found in cirrus or cirrostratus clouds. In its full form, the arc has the appearance of a large, brightly spectrum-colored band running parallel to the horizon, located below the sun or moon. Dark Matter News. Well, by now you've heard the commercials for Alongside Night, but I wanted to tell you that I have personally watched this movie, and I absolutely love it. I don't normally personally endorse a product, but Alongside Night hits home with me on so many things that concern and affect me personally. It exposes the truths, the lies, and problems in our government. But it goes further. It offers solutions and hope, something we can all use right about now. Watch Alongside Night for entertainment, watch it for education, and most importantly, watch it for the future of America.
The 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of Alongside Night is on sale for $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at Area51Movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at Area51Movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375.
A creepy doll, known as the Camera Shy Doll, was previously in one of the most haunted houses in the world, the home of wealthy Captain Jack Geiger and his 12 children. Located in Key West, Florida, a number of spooky sightings and weird sensations have been witnessed in this house. But no stories are more terrifying than that of the camera-shy doll that lived there. When a cholera epidemic was sweeping town, many sick children were brought to the nursery, where they would spend their last days in this room, hidden away from the fearful residents. The house was opened as a museum in 1960, and that's when this doll was placed in a toy box. Ghost hunters and passerbys have witnessed ghostly children laughing, crying, and playing in the nursery. The captain himself has been seen walking with his daughter Hannah in the gardens. The doll is said to have belonged to Hannah, whose strange, eerie portrait still hangs in the house. The doll is said to have walked out of the house on its own. The museum manager was constantly being called to investigate alarms being tripped by movement in the house. The activity would always be from the doll's room. Security frequently reported seeing something in the window. But when they went to investigate, there was never anyone there. Whenever visitors tried to take photos of the strange-looking doll, they all experienced problems with their cameras. The house is said to be one of the most haunted in the world. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.